The sixth Aliyah of Parshas Vayeshev contains the attempt of the wife of Potiphar to seduce Yosef, and we are told that he refuses, Vayimo'ein. And the trup on the top of this word is a shalshalis, the extended sound, which some understand to mean it was a process of some length. Rav Soloveitchik had a different interpretation, going to the word shalshalis, which means chain. And he understood it to represent the idea that it was the chain of Yosef's lineage that helped him to refuse, and that essentially there was an instinctive response here that made him decline, and that was because this is how he was raised and the values with which he was instilled. And this is separate and apart from any verbal explanation that he provided. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah in Parakei Halacha Yud explains that Yosef is the example of what it means to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, that one who follows the halacha and who rises to the occasion of a nisayon, not because of any external pressure and not because of anything else that is going on, but simply because it's the right thing to do. And this is presumably based on the statement the Gemara has in Maseches Sota, and Daf Yud, and Daf Lamed Vav, which refers to Yosef as one who was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Seser. So the fact that he was able to do so even in private, when no one else was bringing any pressure upon him, is itself a source of tremendous inspiration. In the Sefer Ishlariyehu, he comments on the phrase that we find in the next pasuk here, where Yosef responds that he's unable to take the step because it will be an avera, not only against his master, but also Lelukim. It's an avera against God. And he suggests that the idea is that the notion of kfiras hatov, that one who is ungrateful to humans will ultimately be ungrateful to God as well. And here his master has put him in this position and given him everything that he has. And to express such a lack of gratitude to him by betraying him with his wife would be an expression of kfiras hatov that would translate to sinning against HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. So how is he able to summon the strength to resist temptation? The Gemara tells us over there in Sota and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis that Dmus Diokno Shel Aviv, that the image of his father appeared to him. Whether this was something that took place in his mind or otherwise, the Perish Yifei Nof explains that he was actually looking in the mirror and he looked like his father, so he saw himself, and this reminded him of his father. But one way or another, he had this image in his mind, and this reminded him of who he was and who his values were. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky commented about the effectiveness of this, that we see that it's a crucial aspect of chinuch, that a father must be important in the eyes of his son and be able to have this effect, that simply remembering him and having in mind all of the messaging of the father is able to bring out the best in the son. But we also find that it comes from the other direction as well. Say for Avir Yaakov, he notes that this was effective because Yosef remembered the faith that Yaakov had in him, and therefore he wanted to rise to the occasion and live up to the expectation. But it's noteworthy that the Gemara in Maseches Yumah and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis tells us that Yosef is one who is able to inspire how to stand up to Nisyonos. So one could object that this is not necessarily a mechayiv for anyone else, because if indeed Yosef had the benefit of his father appearing to him at that crucial moment, so that's why he was able to stand up to the Nisayon. Perhaps we should say that this isn't necessarily something that would apply to anyone else. So presumably the message is that however one does it, everyone has the capacity to summon some internal tool that will help them to stand up to the challenge. So in Yosef's case, it was his ability to look back to his messages of Yaakov, and that was something that he chose to do consciously and deliberately. And all of us have some path along those lines to be able to tap into our inner strength, wherever it comes from. And indeed, Yosef can teach all of us that that is the method. We also find a fascinating thing here, that the reason Eshes Potiphar is able to accuse Yosef is because she has a tool of false evidence. She has his garment in her hands because Yosef left it with her. And the Ramban addresses the fact that Yosef was stronger than she was, so clearly he could have just taken it from her. But apparently, because he was respecting her personal space, because he was treating her with kavod, he didn't want to grab it away from her. And he ended up paying a very significant price. And it's a very powerful statement of just how far he was willing to go in order to act with dignity and kavod. And this indeed results in him being falsely accused and ending up thrown into jail. And the pasuk tells us that he or she is able to lodge this accusation against him. And Soloveitchik noted that this was essentially a blood libel. And he was able to come to appreciate the power of the tongue and just how much damage can be done by speaking about someone in a way that doesn't necessarily reflect the truth. And this was a price that Yosef had to pay in order to learn a lesson of his own. As we noted, the parsha begins by talking about Yosef bringing reports about his brothers, and it is the subject of some debate as to whether he was justified or not. But we do find that we are told that Yosef's speaking about his brothers was connected to the problems that were caused with his interactions with them and the fact that they sold him away. And here we find that he needs to have a corrective and understand just how damaging such speech could be. So now that he finds himself on the receiving end of negative speech, he's able to properly appreciate the negative effects and the power to do harm. And this is one more step in his own personal growth.